Chances are the school biology class activity you remember best is dissecting a frog or fish or another animal. Well, biology class is evolving. New classroom kits developed partly at MIT use cutting-edge methods to introduce students to the basics of DNA with no fuss, no mess. Just add water to freeze-dried pellets. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg takes a look.
When MIT bioengineer Jim Collins was in third grade back in 1973, he got a Christmas gift from his grandmother that changed his life. It was a chemistry set, the old kind, a large yellow tin full of powdered chemicals.
The kit included combustibles, it included explosives, it included poisons. And I did every experiment that was outlined in the kit, and I went off of the instructions and did a number of experiments, some of which I probably shouldn't have done. But it was tremendously inspiring for me. I remember spending many, many hours in my basement and in my backyard playing with this kid.
These days, Collins is a leader in synthetic biology. That's a relatively new field that involves designing living things, much as engineers design electronics. And his lab has helped develop a technology that can be used to make incredibly cheap test strips to diagnose, say, the Ebola or Zika virus. Collins sees broad potential for it, including possibly even the ability to make vaccines in the field in the midst of an outbreak. But it could also be used closer to home, in classrooms.
We recognize that the platforms we had developed could be harnessed to make a chemistry kit equivalent, but now for biotechnology and synthetic biology.
So if we look at this page here, it just shows you the very overview of the sender dogma. You got DNA goes to RNA, goes to protein. Have you guys heard of all these terms before?
At a recent meeting of the Brookline High School Science Club, MIT grad student Ali Wong demonstrates one of the freeze-dried kits that she developed. They go by the name BioBits.
So today we're going to make our very own proteins. Usually proteins can't be seen because they're very small, but we're going to make what are called fluorescent proteins. So have you guys ever been to the aquarium and see like the jellyfish floating around and they kind of glow underwater? So they're able to glow because they contain proteins that are fluorescent.
Of course, humans don't have fluorescent proteins, she explains, because we don't glow, but jellyfish do.
And we figured out what the DNA instructions were from the jellyfish. And so today we have that DNA, and we're going to put it into a special reaction that I made up and get proteins out in the end. All right, does that sound fun?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
The activity involves using a pipette to move tiny dollops of liquid into small tubes to activate the freeze-dried pellets and mixing them with DNA or RNA. By the end of the experiments, the students are treated to a rainbow of fluorescent colors, different shades in different tubes, depending on their contents.
So, ready for the moment of truth? All right, how were your hypotheses?
Wrong.
All right, how were they wrong?
Two papers about the BioBits kits appeared recently in the journal Science Advances. Huang says interest is high, but the kits still need work before they can be widely available. For now, the goal is to price them at just $100 each, which makes them particularly appealing to schools that can't afford the big freezers and machines typically needed for DNA experiments. Brookline science teacher Allison Crocker says she finds the kits quick and easy to use, and she likes the academic language they prompt.
Like, this is transcription, this is translation, this must be the proteins being made, you need RNA for this. That was really good to hear the students using. And one student said to me, is this what real researchers do? And I said, yes, this is what it is. This is what researchers do.
And unlike dissections, the kits require very little preparation or cleanup. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.